This is an Audio Holdings production.
Avalanche by Zane Grey. Read by Dan Cody. 1. Not many years after General Crook drove out the last wild remnant of the Apache Indian tribe, the old Apache trail from the Mogollons across the Tonto Basin to the Four Peaks country had become a wagon road for the pioneer cattlemen and sheepmen who were drifting into the country. Jacob Dutton and his family made camp one day at the crossing of the Verde. The country began to have a captivating look for this Kansas farmer. From the rim top, his keen eyes had sighted a brook meandering through grassy clearings in the dark green forest below. His wife, Jane, and Jake, their 6-year-old boy, were tired from the long journey, and a few days' rest would be good for them. While they recuperated in camp, Jacob rode up toward the rim, finding the magnificent forest, the deep canyons and grassy swales, the abundance of game, much to his liking. Upon his return one day, he found Jake playing with a handsome curly-haired lad, perhaps a year older than himself.
"Hello? Whose kid is that?"
he asked his pioneer wife, who was still young, buxom, and comely.
"I don't know," she replied anxiously. "There have been several wagon trains passing by today. They stopped, of course, for water."
"Reckon this boy got lost and hasn't been missed yet," replied Dutton. "There'll be someone riding back for him."
But no inquiring rider visited the Dutton camp that day, nor the next, nor the day following.
"Jake, what's your new pard's name?"
Dutton had inquired of his son.
"I don't know. He won't tell,"
replied Jake. Name obviously did not matter to this youngster. He was too happy with his playmate to care about superficials. Mrs. Dutton managed to elicit from the lost boy the name.